Hey, howdy and happy day. The world gets crazier every day when you talk to people. Wow. When you listen to people. Wow. I mean, it just kind of keeps on going on. I mean, look at the governor of Wisconsin. Look at the dumb stuff that this man is talking about. He's saying, hey, let's not call mother's mother anymore. We got to replace the word mother with something else. And here's what he's got. Inseminated person. Okay. He wants to put that into state law. Inseminated person. Oh boy. If I'm not pronouncing it right, it just doesn't matter because it is so dumb. That is beyond conversation. And then he goes on to say the references to wife and husband must be changed to spouse. And where the word father is used, that has to be changed to parent. And where mother is used, it has to be swapped out with the phrase parent who gave birth to the child. Good morning, mom. Good morning, parent who gave birth to a child. How are you today? This is beyond crazy, don't you know? It's a cultural battle over gendered language. It's been going on now for several years because the crazy people are lining up with all their crazy talk every day and the press reports on it. And then people like me are talking about it too. And it kind of spreads. People have opinions on it, but you know what? Good sense ain't common anymore. So just try to use some of that and think this through, because he's also saying that you can no longer say breastfeeding, a woman feeding her child. It's called chest feeding. Okay, bah! And you can't say birthing person, or you must say birthing person instead of mother. I guess that's a little better than that other thing, that other phrase that he had. It just doesn't stop. I mean, these people all need to be locked up in a padded room because it doesn't make any kind of sense. Bah! When you leave your house, bye, mom, you know. Used to say. Now it's goodbye, inseminated person in Wisconsin, dumb as forever. Now, we have the American Center for Law and Justice, and they're now warning Americans to not travel, or be careful when they travel to the United Kingdom, to England and other countries in the UK. That's pretty strange, isn't it? That's beyond strange as well. Used to say that, they being the American Center for Law and Justice, about China and other countries that have turmoil in them. So why England? What's happened? Well, let me tell you, I know England, the UK has declared now it's going to charge potentially and prosecute Americans for the social media posts, even if you wrote them while you lived in America, while you are still in America, even if you're traveling abroad. The internet will violate our brand of hate speech law, and you could be arrested as soon as you step foot in the UK for your posts that you made back home. If an American speaks to the United States, or in the United States, rather, in a way that the UK officials construe as affecting their national interest or even producing substantial effects within the country, even if it's just a statement about your Christian faith or your political stance, then you could be arrested upon entry. This, of course, is ridiculous. Whatever happened to Magna Carta? Didn't that kind of start stuff to freedom? What happened to freedom? As soon as you step off the plane, talking about politics, I guess I can't go to England. Never. I got the warning. I ain't going to England. Ottawa, Canada. There's a petition going on now saying that President Donald Trump should be barred from Canada because he's threatened Canada's sovereignty. It's an Alberta resident, actually, which is kind of interesting. Gerald Ulbridge is his name. And he says, I am fiercely proud as a Canadian, and I want to make a difference, and this is a grave issue of concern. Really? I also have a grave issue of concern. If one threatens Canada's sovereignty, Canada's, should one not be allowed in Canada? According to him, no, of course not. Well, and the signers of his petition also. So they're all pinkles, and they don't think very much, because what about the 6 million Quebec people who wanted sovereignty? They wanted to separate from Quebec. What about, their last name isn't Trump, I guess that's okay. But what about them? What about the a couple of million people in Alberta, where this guy is from, that they want to separate from Canada? What about them? I mean, sovereignty, take their citizenship away as well, because that's what he's also saying about Elon Musk. He's saying he's a Canadian citizen. Take that away, because he also threatens the sovereignty of Canada, right? He's going against us. Musk's mother was born in Regina, Saskatchewan. That's where she's from. And Musk himself lived in Canada for a while. I think he graduated university in Canada. I'm not sure about that. But he has citizenship in three countries, South Africa, the U.S. of A., and Canada, and he's a member, though, of a foreign government that's attempting to erase Canadian sovereignty, the petition goes on to say. Whoopie-doo. I gave back to the same thing I just said about Quebec, Alberta, and so many other places. What's he doing about sovereignty? He's expressing himself. How can he possibly do that? Ah, he's not in England. He's in America. He's in America. And there's a freedom of speech thing there, whereas Canada has a freedom of speech concept down exactly like the UK. Is dumb forever, I guess. Lastly, I got a last thing, is all you Canadian people who are watching the show, if you want more Canadian content, go to writeforcanada.ca. writeforcanada.ca, where I talk just about Canada. And soon I won't be allowed to do that based on what's going on with the Canadian model and the UK model. Hey, see ya.